Welcome to Eternal Christendom, consecrated to Our Lady for the glory of our Lord. I'm Joshua Charles. So we all know these are dark, very interesting times. And in times like that, we need to fight evil with the best weapons we have. And the Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary is certainly one of the absolute best for that. It's been absolutely life-changing for me. I've seen a lot of conversions. Huge fan of the Rosary. So this is, an announcement video for the Great Rosary Campaign. This is a year-long mission for the conversion of cultural leaders to the Catholic faith. We're announcing a weekly prayer target for fallen away Catholics and non-Catholics, or just people in general who need prayer. And so please sign up at the GreatRosaryCampaign.com to receive updates in your inbox. So this week, we prayed for him a few months ago, but we're praying for J.D. Vance, who is now the Vice President-elect of the United States. He will be formally sworn in at the inauguration on January 20th, which is coming up here very soon. So we definitely want to be praying for him. And so the suggested penance is actually praying Solomon's Prayer for Wisdom for the Vice President-elect. And this comes from 1 Kings 3:9-12. And so in this verse, Solomon says to God, "Give thy servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern thy people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to govern this thy great people?" And then God responds, it pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this. And God said to him, quote, "Because you have asked this and have not asked for yourself long life or riches or the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right. Behold, I now do according to your word. Behold, I give you a wise and discerning mind so that none like you has been before you and none like you shall arise after you." So we want to pray this verse for the Vice President-elect. And we want to pray that this is actually his prayer for his own tenure as Vice President of the United States, holding the second highest office in the land. I, of course, worked for the former Vice President of the United States, and it's an awesome position of responsibility. And in a sense, there was a funny phrase from John Adams, who's one of my favorite, probably my favorite founding father. He said something to the effect of, you know, no more useless office has been conceived by the mind of man than the Vice Presidency of the United States. And that may have been true in his day. But in the modern period, the Vice Presidency has become very, very important because the Vice President is typically tasked by the President with all sorts of very, very important tasks and things to do in the administration. And I know that Vice President Vance will be very much involved in that. And he's a fellow Catholic convert like myself. And so I'm very excited for him, and I'm very excited for our country. So we want to pray for wisdom for him, for his family, for those around him, for his staff, for those in the White House, for those throughout the administration who he'll be directing. When you're in positions of authority like this, the challenges that come your way, the sideswipes, the political games, the power games, there's a lot of good people in D.C. There's a lot of nasty people in D.C. I've got stories. So we want to pray that in the midst of all those challenges, in the midst of all those great efforts that he'll be engaged in, that the Vice President, our new Vice President in just about a week or so, will have wisdom, and he will seek it, as the Apostle James says, truly he'll seek it from above, where it all comes from. So again, a quick reminder, we pray the Rosary for three basic reasons. One, to keep the faith. Second, for repentance and moral conversion. And three, for conversions to the faith. The Rosary is historically very reliable for these three great objects. And remember, we've got a few biblical themes for the Great Rosary Campaign. The first one is we pray for our brethren. The second one, we pray for our enemies. The third one is we pray for leaders and those in authority. The fourth is we go into battle with the Ark. And so this is going back to the Old Testament, where the Israelites went around the walls of Jericho, and they were carrying the Ark of the Covenant. The priests were in front, and they did that for 7 days. So that's why we start the Great Rosary Campaigns each week on Sunday, and we end it on Saturday, so for 7 days. And then we're hoping and praying that God delivers extraordinary graces through the prayers of Our Lady, who is the new Ark of the Covenant. So that's when we say, go into battle with the Ark. Our Lady is the new Ark. So that's what the Great Rosary Campaign is meant to do. The fifth one is evangelism and apologetics, but it actually equals four ingredients. And a lot of people forget some or all of these. They think of evangelism and apologetics as just arguments, and that's completely false. It's actually four things: love, then arguments, then prayer, then penance. So love, we got to love our neighbor for the sake of God, and we got to love God above all things. Arguments, obvious. prayer, we need to pray for them, and penance, we need to fast for them. We need to make sacrifices for them. This is a secret weapon that Catholics have that we too often don't use. But actually, as our whole tradition talks about, the many church fathers talk about this, that the wings that take prayer to God are truly a penitential spirit and doing penance, especially fasting. So do penance for those you're trying to evangelize and get into the faith, whether that's family members, friends, or cantankerous people on social media. And then the sixth and final biblical theme is we want to return good for evil. As I've said with all these videos, when we're praying the rosary, we're going to get all sorts of accusations. I know I have. We're treating Mary as a goddess. We're engaged in idolatry. All that nonsense. I know it's false. You know it's false. But a lot of people don't. But we don't want to respond in a similarly thoughtless way as they are. And so let's pray for them or say a kind word to them if you are praying the rosary, whether part of the Great Rosary Campaign or otherwise, and just bear it. That's what our Lord did. He was reviled and he didn't revile in return. So don't revile in return with those who would slander Our Lady and slander the rosary. So with that, we'll close with our normal anthem verse of Psalm 73, verses 25 through 26. Who have I in heaven but you? And on earth, I desire nothing besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but the Lord is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.